Well, what we're getting this morning, I've called a couple of times and it said it's gone to his voicemail. So that is unusual. And so I've tried a couple of times. I guess three strikes. The first time I got nothing. It just took, I'm like, wow, that took a long time. And so welcome to Phone Mysteries here this morning on the Wib Wake Up Show. Should I try one more time? Let me try. Three times to his voicemail, so my apologies for that. So we will carry on as per usual here this morning, and I'll have to communicate to him. But, yeah, how was your weekend? Obviously, the family fun day. We'd love to continue to get your reactions to that all morning long here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. But let us know what you loved most about the family fun day. So many of you were there, and we're so appreciative for that. And it was great to see you. I mean, I think the fellowshipping and the visiting and the food and the music, I mean, the combination of it all is clearly what was so enjoyed by so many. It was just great. And Mabel Louise, 100 years old, able to speak so well. A brief interview I had with her kind of between 513 Free and Jason Gray. And so she did great. And Jason Gray... you can tell really enjoyed having her there. So anyhow, that was fantastic as well. All right. Well, carrying on as usual this morning. And I think Jason, is he messaging me? Yeah, he's asking if I'm okay. I'm like, somehow, how do I let him know? Went to voicemail each time. Went to voicemail three times. So there we go. I don't know what else to do. All right. Haggai this morning. Haggai, I have the power. You will be holy. From Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters. His conversation through all 66 books of the Bible, imagined, obviously, with God. It's fantastic. It took him 5 years to write. It's his magnum opus. And Haggai comes through this way, near the end of the Minor Prophets. But no matter how little deep change you see in yourself or others, keep doing my work. Build my temple. You are that temple. Your soul must be cleansed of every trace of self-interest. Only I, the Lord of hosts, can clean out the filth and restore my temple as the house of worship. All right. And I remember Stuart Briscoe doing a series. The only one I've ever, I mean, so much, let's face it. I mean, the Minor Prophets are kind of just left alone. And Jason letting me know his phone isn't calling out either. So there's kind of the phone mystery this morning. But, yeah, and so it was a series. You can still find the book. It's it was called Taking God Seriously. And each week was a different Minor Prophet. And when I was an interim pastor at, it was a Valley Brook's first church plant called Clearview back in the day, many moons ago, the year my son was born, 2001, because Rob Galata filled in the Sunday Dawson was born July 22nd, 2001. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. And yeah, ended up kind of following in that footsteps, trying that summer actually to do a similar series. So based a different Minor Prophet every week. All right, today, well, we're up to Galatians. I'm going to save that for when Jason rejoins us here this morning on WWIB, because he reads the scripture, I read his devotional commentary. But we did get Haggai this morning, and we do have lots more great music and lyrics you could trust. How about a tune from Jason Gray here on WWIB? Again, he was just perfect in terms of his humility, his humor, his story, his transparency, his vulnerability. God's strength made perfect in his weakness, but his abundant talent as well. Love that, brother. And so thank you so much for being there. Let us know on the listener line, what did you love most about the family fun day that Wib had at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls on Saturday? Would love to hear from you, especially in your own voice, but your own jokes welcome as well. It is a Make Us Laugh Monday. All right, so Drew Fralick on the line. I think you've been away a couple weeks, right?
Yes, I've been gone.
All right.
I just need to say real quick, Mark.
Yeah.
If I ever come out to Eau Claire, which I hope I do.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get a MyPillow. I hear it every week. It's in my mind now. I just need to do it.
All right. Yeah, please do. And make sure you use the promo code WWIB when you do, because it helps
us.
Oh,
I will.
All right.
Oh, I will.
Good. Get one of everything, Drew. And you know what? Not just for you, but as gifts. But here's the deal. So I saw your stand-up comedy and pastor, and you were actually doing stand-up comedy before you were a pastor. You and your wife co-pastoring the Vineyard Church there in Detroit. Renaissance, I believe, right? I love the name. Mm-hmm. But I saw a pastor on Facebook, and, you know, these reels comes up, and this guy, he's billed as America's Funniest Pastor. Like, is that something you put on front in the marquee? Like, hey, we have America's Funniest Pastor. And where does the line, you know, for me, the question is, do I want my pastor to be funny? That's nice. That's a benefit. Humor and truth is powerful. But I just wonder, where does stand-up comedy end and the preaching begin and vice versa?
I think, so I was a comic for 10 years before I became a pastor. And when they, like, before I was a pastor, they invited me to be on the preaching team. I think, like, in the beginning, I didn't know kind of the craft of preaching, and so I just treated it like comedy. And I think actually, as I've gotten better at preaching, it's maybe become less funny, but it's like more helpful to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not treating it like, you know, like comedy's kind of like, hey, comedy.
Right,
you know,
right,
like,
right.
So I don't know. And can you bill yourself that way? I feel like it's fine. I don't know. How can we know, though? How can we verify this is actually America's
funniest
pastor?
I know exactly. There should be like a reality
show. Should be a show like The Church Has Got Talent or something like that? Like,
it would have to, you have 16 of America's Funniest Pastors, and we're going to whittle it down to the funniest, I guess.
It's a little bit of an audacious claim. Right. You know, like, maybe we put a bunch of pastors on, like, a deserted island, and when they leave, they extinguish their tiki torch or something
I
don't know. It's a little bit of an audacious claim, but, whatever. I mean, I'll have to look this guy up and see.
Yeah.
You know, be like, is this guy actually the funniest? But comedy, you know, it doesn't fit everywhere. I'll tell you this really quick story.
Yeah, okay.
So we've established with the audience that I lived in Asia for a long time, right?
Uh-huh.
People kind of know that.
China, yeah.
So one time, actually, I was on, like, a trip to Myanmar, and we went to this Buddhist monastery.
Okay.
And we're there. It's like a, you know, it's a religious setting. It's kind of sacred or whatever. And the head monk was like, oh, you do comedy? Like, you should do some for us after lunch. And, you know, I'll have to dig up the picture somewhere. I have this picture of me standing in front of, like, 30 Burmese child monks.
Okay.
And
doing comedy?
It just didn't fit. Doing comedy, it just didn't fit. I mean, it was horrible. Like, it wasn't a good fit. It's like mixing something good with something else that's good, but that doesn't necessarily mean the end product is good.
I think it's unfair. A lot of times, people will hear if you're a comic, and then there would be like, tell a joke. Well, I mean, you know, they don't say, hey, you're a dentist, you know, fix a tooth right now. I mean, it's just kind of...
Yeah, like, oh, you're good at tennis, let's have you serve in the living room.
I know.
It doesn't fit, you know? Yeah, it doesn't fit in every context. That's all I was trying to say.
Very good. Thank you, Drew. Good to hear you on WWIB this morning. All right, so we had our 50th anniversary celebration, at least part one, our family fun day on Saturday, and... our friend Jerome sums it up about as good as you can, I think.
Good morning, Mark. This is Jerome from NAP. Just wanted to tell you how great it was to be a part of the 50th reunion the other day. It was just great to see all of the WWIB staff to say hello and just kind of reminisce to what all the greatness they are to me. A special blessing it was to see Mabel Louise and to see her daughter Connie and son Gary. It was nice to be in such a large crowd of WWIB listeners, knowing we're all part of a special blessing family. The food, of course, was fantastic. It was just wonderful to see so many there. I was kind of thought how many maybe 50-year listeners were there. Just thank you for the greatness and the blessing you are to all of us and how you allow the Lord to work through you. Love you all. Bye-bye. Jerome.
Oh, hi. We love you too, Jerome. And it was so great to see him there. 86 years young, and boy, just enjoying. I visited him on multiple occasions, and including when he was enjoying some of the delicious Olson's ice cream. All right, as usual, our weekend recap. And let me just say, I think after the 7:30 weather, we got a lot of drawings, don't we?
We do, yeah. So five different family four packs, kind of a last chance for the Dells. And some of these do expire on Labor Day. So for those of you who came and signed up, be listening after 7:30. We might be calling out your name and sending you on a free vacation to the Dells.
Yeah, that's right. So since Friday's show, I got to see my wife again for one of the first times in August. She left August 1st to Liberia. You've seen some of the pictures probably on our Facebook page in terms of kids and backpacks through the Backpack to School Challenge. Thanks so much for your support there. Great to get her back. And we enjoyed some of what you did over the weekend, too. The Family Fun Day. What a great event. I know we'll talk more about that throughout the morning here on WWIB. But it was great for a number of members of our family to be there. And even some of my kids' friends taking in that terrific event on Saturday and seeing so many of you. And then yesterday, Peggy and I needed some daytime, Caleb. So one of the ways you accomplish that, get in the car, be able to talk. So we were off to Wausau where Stephen Curtis Chapman performed. And sometime along the way, because I wasn't here, I had missed a Jason Gray, Laura Story, Stephen Curtis Chapman concert. So I feel like I was trying to make up for it over
the
weekend.
Sure. There you go. Well, yeah, so again, we continue to urge you to let us know at 715-396-1670. Text is fine, but we'd love to hear a voicemail. Again, if you were at our 50th anniversary celebration, what did you enjoy? What was it like? What did you experience? And we'll talk more around 745 about that, too. So not burying the lead, because obviously that was kind of the highlight of the weekend all day on Saturday, getting ready for that and then enjoying that. But then on Sunday, we had our annual service at the lake at church, so that's always kind of nice to get out of the building and to be out enjoying beautiful Rice Lake, Wisconsin. So enjoyed that. And then Sunday after church, we whisked right over to Dallas, Wisconsin. And so it was a family reunion on my father-in-law's side, too. And so, again, his sisters, just I want to give a shout-out to them because they just put so much effort into that. I mean, tons of food and all sorts of activities and goodie bags for the kids. Wow. And water balloons. And I mean, they just, it was at the park in Dallas and just really, really enjoyed that time. And my kids just had a blast.
Cool.
And so many times with family reunions, so there's the cousins they know, but then there's other family members and kids that they haven't met before. And there's just something about kids where there's no inhibitions. It's just like, hey, let's play together. We've never met
right,
before. Let's
right.
play. Yeah. And so that was just, it was so much fun to see them. Loved that time. Cooper played bingo for the first time. We'd never played bingo before, and so I got to show him how that works. And we really, really enjoyed that family reunion on Sunday, and now diving back into things on Monday and thinking, wow, I'd like to get a little sleep at some point.
I was thinking an off day would be nice.
We have that last chance Dell's drawing. We call it last chance because, again, not all of these, but some of these actually are good through Labor Day. So we might just be giving some families here a chance for one last hurrah, one last family vacation, and go into the Dells on our dime here with some great prizes. And I know there's Mount Olympus and Noah's Ark tickets in there and a few other attractions as well, Havo.
Yeah, that's right. And talking to Carol Stewart, just the water park passes, Mount Olympus or Noah's Ark, you'll get one or the other. Have kind of a time limitation, which is the near future. But other than that, the original ducks, Tommy Bartlett Exploratory, which is great, and the Top Secret, all kind of an unlimited. So
there we go. So five different families going to be winning here for those who came and participated. And some of you got some extra entries in there with our great gumball giveaway at the 50th anniversary celebration. So I think we'll just do one drum roll here and then let Havel read them off. So the winners of our Last Chance Wisconsin Dells giveaway.
Kat Stone of Chippewa Falls. Kat Stone of Chippewa Falls. You got Laura Donahue from Bloomer. Diana Mayer of Chippewa Falls. Congratulations to Diana Mayer. David Knutson of Chippewa Falls. And finally, looks like Alicia Getchell. From Chippewa Falls. We've got the phone numbers, thankfully. 4 out of 5 from Chippewa Falls.
Yeah,
I know people.
Man.
We're at our event from all over the place, but, you know, it was right in Chippewa. So.
Chippewa showing up big. There you go. Congratulations, everyone. We'll be in touch to let you know how to pick up your winnings.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIV, and what a day it was. You know, I remember Hope at the River 4 years ago at the end of June, and this is 4 years later. We had a pandemic in between, but this was as good and, dare I say, better, and both of them benefiting Hope Village, Caleb. It was a day to remember.
It really was. I mean, absolutely packed out at the park at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls, and just enjoyed seeing so many of you. Again, so many members of the community as well, too, and that's what I really truly loved is that again, WWIB, we are family, and that family opens wide its arms to encompass people who may never have heard of Jesus, who may never have heard of this radio station, but we're saying, hey, welcome, we want you to be here. And that meant a lot to me to see so many people too that I didn't recognize, as well as all the familiar faces.
It drew in the community. We had 7 food trucks and beyond, and one of those I talked with was Joe from the Batter's Box. Asked him how he felt about taking part in this.
I love it. I love being down here celebrating 50 years with WWIB. Can't wait for the music. Can't wait for the food. Fun and activities look amazing. And we're looking forward to it.
And I know when I talked to you at our parking lot picnic and then here, you love the way when we put these events on, we really give it the necessary promotion.
Promotion is fantastic. Like I was telling you before, we have a number of followers that listen to WIB during the day, and we get messages all day. The promotion is fantastic. You guys do a great job.
Thank you, Joe. And I know, Caleb, you especially want to say thank you to all of those outstanding food trucks. They were busy. The lines were going.
They were indeed. Yeah, we had some that sold out of everything they possibly had to sell. And,
wow.
And that's a good problem to have, too. So, again, we enjoy working with them a lot.
Absolutely. Jim and Marie Cristallo of Menominee say they've been listening to WWIB since 2006. I asked what they like about it.
I just enjoy the Christian music and the contemporary music that you have on the radio station. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's family friendly.
Mm-hmm. And Marie, how about you?
I like listening to it on the way to and from work. It's calming, especially coming home after a bad day. It's just very calming and soothing.
Hi, this is Cody Ender, and I am so grateful to be a part of the 50th anniversary WIB family celebration. WIB has definitely been a huge part of my life the last several years, and I am a blessed listener, and I enjoy listening to the morning show. Caleb and Halvo in the morning always crack me up, always really funny and inspiring, and I just really enjoy listening to you guys. Quite the blessing, and definitely we are family.
Thank you, Cody. He's got the branding down. Also, he caught up with Josh from Eau Claire, a longtime listener.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm from Eau Claire, and I've been listening to WWIB since my childhood. Went through Hunter Safety, actually, at the station there, and been able to partner up with Mark, with my church, and just be involved in the community, and love what WWIB stands for.
This is phenomenal. I was watching the numbers just continue to increase as the week went on, seeing all these people here, having a reunion concert, and then Jason Gray is just phenomenal.
The Whip Wake Up Show, the Monday after the family fun day, and it was a lot of fun, Caleb.
It really was. We have a text here on the Whip listener line at 715-396-1670 from Nancy from La Crosse, and she says, what a blessed night. Felt such a peace only Jesus can give. Meeting Mabel Louise, Betsy, Greg, and Carol. Caleb again, she says, such a great night, a memory I will keep in my heart. And again, I saw Nancy and Mark, were able to give them a hug, and just great to see them. Again, we appreciate you guys so much from, I mean, certainly some of you traveled a long way, and we're very grateful for that. Again, WIB reaches a very long way, and so it was just great to have so many of you join us on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw some of our past WIB staff here. Melissa Ives, you maybe knew her as Melissa Gilbert, 93 to 95. She worked evenings, and she was there actually with HSHS, one of our many sponsors. And Sandy Mudgett from back in the day saw her, and a lot of people weighing in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We asked you what you took away from it. Heather says seeing the Stewart family in force was what she most enjoyed.
Yes, and again, Mabel Louise and Warren starting this ministry 50 years ago, and to have their family continue that legacy was wonderful. Again, asking on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or saying, would you leave us a voicemail at 396-1670 what you enjoyed most about the 50th anniversary celebration family fun day. And Betty says, visiting with Carol Stewart again.
Yeah, and Melody says, the crowd, young and old together for one purpose.
Dean, again, Dean made us that gorgeous, you probably saw it, 50th anniversary artwork, too. I mean, it's just big frame of so many different aspects of WWIB, and so that was great to display that. And so he said his favorite things, Jason Gray and the awesome large crowd that showed how much they support Christian Radio in Northwest Wisconsin, the heart of the North. He says, WWIB, you are family, and to be part of this event was a great time. Dean continues, Mabel Louise and her husband started something special to touch so many people for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless.
Yeah, Jody from Oliva traveled to the event. She says, thank you, WWIB. Love the food. Great pizza, donuts, and kettle corn. Nice visiting with friends I happen to run into. Good music, but my favorite was knowing that Mabel Louise was able to be there and see the impact the station has had on, capital letters, so many lives. Wonderful to be a part of the celebration. Thanks,
Sherry,
Jody.
It was great to, yes, thank you, Jody, and great to see Sherry and Gary from Bloomer. And Sherry says it was a great evening along with wonderful music. Seeing Mabel Louise was a highlight of the evening. Giving her a hug and introducing myself to a very beautiful lady was priceless. Thanks, WWIB, for everything you do.
She was seated there in the front row, and people were just continually coming by.
Yes.
You know? Susan also says all of it. I like that comment. She says, great music, food, and fun for all ages. Can we celebrate every year?
There you go. Patty says she loved everything. Mary says, agreed with Jody, great celebration.
Mm-hmm. Tina, 513 free. Lori, food, friends, concert. There you go.
Yeah, again, continue to weigh in. And we would love to hear in your own voice, if you'd leave us a voicemail, 715-396-1670. Were you there? And did you enjoy it? What did you experience? What did it feel like? We certainly feel and felt very blessed to have so many of you with us. Again, packed out the park, and that was the goal. And I just know that it was a blessing to all of us, to Mabel Louise, to see that, you know what, God has continued to be faithful.
Here it is, the Monday after Family Fun Day.
And we had some great food. Calvo with seven different food trucks at our 50th anniversary. And now apparently there's some food awards being given out by state fairs, including the big one down in Texas. And I know, I believe the Minnesota State Fair is going on right now. Now, I would stack some of those food truck items up against about anything. But some of these caught my eye a little bit here as far as what they have down in Texas.
Right, exactly. The State Fair of Texas yesterday announcing the winners of the Big Tex Choice Awards. So yeah, go ahead.
These are some of the foods that have won here in 2023. For instance, deep-fried cheesy crab tater bites. It's crab and potato bites with Cajun sauce topped with crawfish.
Wow.
Not my cup of tea, but I can imagine that some people would enjoy that.
I don't know if they even have all the food they have at the Minnesota State Fair, if you'll find that. How about loaded fries pizza, Caleb? That's a pizza with hand-tossed dough, ranch dressing, mozzarella, french fries, cheddar cheese, bacon, and chives. That's unique.
That is up my alley. I would do that for sure.
Okay.
Again, some of these State Fair food awards. This comes from down in Texas. Turkey ribs. Holiday-inspired turkey dish with a twist featuring fried turkey, seasoned stuffing fries, homemade giblet gravy, and a secret salsa recipe available at the State Fair of Texas with the option of barbecue sauce, fries, jalapenos, and pickles. Okay.
And finally, you know, think about Door County cherries. You got Fernie's fried cherry pie in the sky, flaky pastry dough lined pie tart with layered shortbread cookies, juicy cherries, and butter almond crumble. Serve the bluebell, vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, and sugared dark cherries.
Again, it all sounds fantastic, but I'm very grateful for the options we have right here in the Chippewa Valley as well, too. So fairs and food trucks. We've eaten well this summer.
Absolutely, and people ate very well on Saturday night at the Family Fun Event.